Is everybody in the meeting here?
Yes.
OK. Donc, on va commencer avec l'ouverture de la séance. Are you scrolling down? Donc, on va noter qu'on a le quorum. L'ouverture de la séance est à 7h33. The opening of the meeting is at 7:33. And we have quorum. Is everybody, are all councillors present for the meeting? Everybody in?
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Bonsoir tout le monde. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another Zoom meeting. We will begin with the question period. On va commencer avec la période de questions. On suit comme toujours la liste de questions qui est rentrée par le public dans cet ordre. Et après ça, on va ouvrir la plancher pour les questions du public. We'll begin as usual with questions from the public, beginning with the emails that we received, and then we will go.
Pardon me, Councillor Maxim, before you go to questions, has her hand raised.
Okay, Councillor Maxim.
Yes, before you start question period, I just wanted to say I had a call from Roger LaRose, and he had sent two requests to be accepted for the meeting tonight. One was on Sunday, one was today, and he received no reply to either. And we've got to come up with a way to better allow our constituents to have access to the meeting.
So the email was info at municipality. I'll follow up with Manon or Pierre and have you follow up with Manon, and we will look at the email registry. I did not see one. I apologize. I know it's really challenging working from Zoom and with everybody working from home. We don't get to just walk over to someone's office and hand over of a list of questions. So I apologize, but you're welcome to forward him the link if you would like for the meeting. So the first email was from Joanne Marquette with no question given in advance, but would address the council at the meeting. Bonsoir, Joanne. Good evening. Pierre, can you confirm that we have Joanne Marquette is in the meeting?
Oh, sorry, Joanne, I think I was muted. Hello?
Is that you? Okay. Hi, Joanne. Welcome. And go ahead with your question to council.
Okay. Mine was more towards the tax rates for 2021. I don't know, should I ask questions after you guys talk about it, or I'm not sure how it works.
Go ahead.
Okay, well, it was more towards the different tax rate by property category. I was just doing some calculation on, for instance, all the residentials. There seemed to be ranges from 5.4 to 5.5 increase depending on the building.
Are you referring to the tariffs for services or the actual tax rate?
The tax rates. The new tax rate for 2021.
The new tax rate for 2021, which is we passed a notice of motion in December, and the bylaw has been available for the last month, and the increase is 1.9. That is the increase for the tax rate. But that does not mean for the fixed tariffs such as for water and sewer, garbage, et cetera. Those are fixed rates that are applied to your tax.
Okay, so so it's more than a 2% increase. It's like I'm looking at three different buildings. If you do the calculation, it ranges in the 5% increase.
Well, it would depend on what it is that you're referring to. referring to. So if you're talking about a commercial building where you have commercial
residential. I'm talking residential.
Jeanette, are you present at the meeting? I believe we have our director of finance in the meeting. Jeanette, est-ce que vous êtes là?
Yes, can you hear me?
Oui.
Okay.
Yes, perhaps.
The increase is 1.9. The 1.9 is the increase with the mill rate plus the special tax. It does not include the service tax. So if you are talking of in the village of Cuyo, with the service tax, because there's an increase for the water and sewer on $100,000 valuation, the increase is $93 on the tax bill for this year, where in a rural area, it'll be $18, but it's accounted for with the water and sewer increase. And that goes with the whatever it costs to operate the system. The water plant gives very good quality water, but the electricity alone to run that plant was $47,000 this year just for the electricity. So you can imagine that we had to increase the municipal service for that.
Yeah, according to our municipal bylaws, the cost of the water and sewer is paid only by those who are hooked up to it. And last year, the system ran at a deficit, and so we had to make up that deficit through the sector tax to the people who were on the water and sewer network.
Okay, so when you're saying there's an increase of 2%, you're just talking a portion of it. You're not talking like your whole tax assessment.
Well, everybody throughout the region pays different service taxes depending on where they live. Like, for example, some people in the Ker Lusk project will pay a service tax for paving of the road that occurred a few years ago. So there's service taxes that are applied to different tax accounts by sector throughout the area. The 1.9% increase is the increase on the mill rate for your residential and commercial properties. It does not include your service taxes. Like some areas there is a service tariff applied and some areas are not. And so for you living in the village of Cuyo, there is an increase in the water and sewer tariff that will be applied to your tax bill. But the mill rate is going up 1.9%.
Okay.
On your valuation.
Okay, I just want to touch base on for a vacant land, the tax rate by property assessment that doubled. It went like it doubled the like in percentage from 2020 to 2021.
Jeanette, can you respond to that? I don't have those numbers in front of me.
Again. The municipality adopted quite a few years ago to tax on various rates. In French, les taux, avec des taux variés. So every category has a different criteria that can be applied. For example, first we established the mill rate, the basic rate, which is this year 63 cents per hundred. And for commercial property, council could have decided to charge 4.4 times the mill rate, but they decided to charge 1.68 of the mill rate for the non-residential. And then there was the six apartments and more. They were allowed to charge up to 1.33, but they charged 1.2. And the vacant land, they were allowed to charge double. And that's what did happen. Your mill rate is double the basic rate for
the vacant land. And what's the logic behind that?
And if you have any agriculture, for agriculture, council is allowed to charge the same as the basic rate. They can't charge more, but they could charge less. But again, they didn't opt to charge less because the farmers, most of them, get a rebate for their tax with MAPAC. So it wouldn't be fair to the rest of the residential property. But this is what we apply with various rates, les taux variés.
Do we have any other questions, Joanne, on your...
No, because you're always referring back to the mill rate and that stuff. So it's still, when you look at your full tax bill, it's, you know, you can see the, you know, percentages are fairly high. And I'm just talking, for example, my business, since my whole tax bill from 2017 to 2021, it's gone up 40%.
Well, certainly, yeah, we did apply a higher business tax on businesses, and that was in 2019, if I remember that correctly. Jeanette, was it 2019?
Yes.
So we introduced the business tax, and it's still below the business taxes throughout the region. The municipality had never used a business tax before. And if we do the comparables with the other municipalities, it is either on par or significantly lower, considering that if we use Chelsea, for example, we're comparable to the business tax at Chelsea. But in Chelsea, businesses are not provided municipal garbage service. So each business would be required to get their own dumpster and waste removal contract, which costs significantly more, about $1,000 a month. Depending on the amount of waste that you produce. So based on similar bylaws, the municipal, the businesses in our municipality are still getting the free, well, not free, but for a very low cost, the same rate as the residential garbage service. So true, it was a difficult hit on some businesses, including my own. When we adopted that, I have commercial property as well. And the logic behind that from council was that it would be easier for businesses to absorb that as a tax write-off than the average citizen. Raising the taxes of residential properties when our business was one of the few municipalities in the region that were not taxing businesses at a higher rate. And the logic there is usually they consume more services as well, more garbage service, more water services, et cetera.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Joanne, for coming out. The next question comes from Carmen Marcotte. And la question est en français. Carmen, I know you're bilingual dans les deux. Problème de rare au Neuf-Higuen. Neuf-Higuen, c'est des appartements, je crois.
Oui.
Vous pouvez faire en français ou
oui.
En anglais?
En français.
Oui, d'accord. Oui, merci. Alors, on a eu quelques commentaires de les gens dans le village de Couillon sur le sujet de rat. Donc, depuis le mois de décembre, notre équipe a fait un inventaire de tous nos bâtiments, sauf le moulin, pour vérifier s'il y avait une infiltration de rat ou souris. On a découvert aucune évidence de rat ni souris dans aucun bâtiment, incluant le Women's Institute sur Clarendon. Mais, par exemple, on sait que le moulin est toujours problématique dans la région parce que c'était un moulin. Donc, on va octroyer un contrat. On travaille depuis mi-décembre d'essayer de trouver un exterminator. Je m'excuse le terme en anglais. Mais c'est pas évident. Mais pendant la pandémie, c'était très, très, très difficile de trouver un entrepreneur. Mais notre travaux publics a fait un petit contrat à un exterminateur pour venir faire une vérification de le moulin et prendre toutes les mesures pour des rats et souris dans le bâtiment. Puis ça va être signé cette semaine et j'espère que la semaine prochaine ou
bientôt qu'il va être sur place.
Parce que moi, si je comprends bien, moi, j'ai envoyé des courriels aux travaux publics au mois de novembre. Oui. Écoute, moi, j'ai un appartement, un bloc appartement avec 5 logis et mes locataires, ils ont des problèmes de rats qui n'est vraiment pas agréable en fin de locataire et en fin de propriétaire. J'essaie de garder mes blocs appartements propres et tout. Et c'est pas évident quand que t'as tes locataires qui t'appellent, qui ont des rats qui se promènent dans les appartements. Je pense que le délai n'a pas été rapide. Un rat peut avoir 8 à 18 bébés par portée. Puis on comprend que ça fait beaucoup de bébés qui se promènent dans les environs. Puis c'est pas seulement mon bloc. Il y a beaucoup d'autres gens qui, juste en parlant, eux aussi, sur le chemin Higgin, ont une épidémie de rats. J'ai parlé avec un exterminateur. Lui m'a dit qu'il y a beaucoup de cas à Couillon avec des rats. Puis oui, le moulin, c'est un gros problème. Un gros problème.
Oui. Donc, on va adresser ça le plus tôt possible. Mais comme j'ai dit, travaux publics travaillent depuis bien avant la vacance de trouver un exterminateur pour régler le problème dans le moulin. Mais c'était pas facile de trouver un. Mais Pierre, est-ce que vous pouvez confirmer que on a eu une réponse positive pour l'octroi d'un contrat?
En effet, on a eu plusieurs prix, puis on a approché plusieurs exterminateurs. On a réussi à en obtenir un pendant le mois de décembre. C'était plus difficile. Il y avait le temps des fêtes qui est arrivé en même temps aussi, puis on n'a pas été en mesure de conclure le contrat, mais dans les prochains jours, ça devrait être effectué.
Est-ce que je pourrais avoir un courriel de la municipalité qui me dit que j'ai fait les procédures, vos procédures, quand ça va être fait? Parce que moi,
oui, je vais faire le suivi avec le courriel.
OK, parce que moi, j'ai envoyé des courriels à Suzanne. Elle m'a toujours revenu, mais il n'y a personne, le directeur des travaux publics n'avait pas communiqué avec Suzanne pour lui dire c'est quoi qui se passait, pour être capable de me répondre à ma question.
OK, vous parlez de Stéphanie?
Suzanne.
J'ai pas de Suzanne dans l'instant. Oui, Stéphanie, c'est le premier dans le travail public.
OK. C'est qui qui s'occupe? C'est Mélanie?
Stéphanie.
Stéphanie. Stéphanie. Désolée. Je pensais que c'était.
Non, ça va. Donc, je vais communiquer avec vous cette semaine pour essayer de vous donner le chantier de travaux.
Des étapes. Parfait, merci.
D'accord. Merci, Carmen. Continuing on, the next questions we have, I don't know how many of you are present, but certainly by email, we received 7 emails from the Trombley Beach Association regarding the approval of their beach association under our policy for the support of tolerance roads and beach associations. I can say that this council understands and shares your concerns. The questions were all, I should repeat that they were about why the council has not approved the new beach association yet. The answer is pretty much the same as it was in December. We share your concerns, of course, and Councillor McDonald has brought the issue forward again this month and has asked us to pass the bylaw. Or the resolution. However, we cannot do that until we get the approval from Municipal Affairs. We still have not received that. We've been in communication with them and we're still awaiting that. Even as recently as today, I know that Mr. Saeed, our Director General, is in communication, and they're refusing to give us an actual timeline. They said they're unable to do that as to when they will be able to review everything and make recommendations. The issue at hand is that the policies in support of our tolerance roads has been in existence for approximately 20 years. And for almost the entire time, the municipality has known that the policy did not conform to the municipal code or the Municipal Powers Act. And each time for several years, the municipality has been told by a letter that our policy does not conform. So what we're doing is working in partnership with municipal affairs to ensure that we can bring our policy to a standard that they will accept and then allow us to accept the Beach Association and support them in the way that they feel conforms to the Municipal Powers Act and the Municipal Code. So we're going to continue to work with them, and we hope we have reserved the money for your Beach Association. But we cannot move forward until we get the recommendations from Municipal Affairs. Est-ce que vous voulez que je répète en français? Et est-ce qu'il y a des questions supplémentaires sur ces questions de les membres de l'association de Plage Grande-Vue?
Ceux qui veulent poser la question peuvent lever leurs mains. Puis on va vous demander de vous... So those who would want to ask a question, you can raise your hand and we will unmute.
Do people in the public have the power to unmute their button to ask a question during the question period, Pierre? Si les gens ont le pouvoir de
oui.
Se démuter, s'il veut. Oui. Okay. Il va y avoir une deuxième période de questions à la fin de la réunion aussi. Donc, s'il n'y a pas d'autres questions concernant l'association de plage Tremblay, je vais retourner à le public pour prendre des questions du plancher. If there are no other questions from the Tremblay Beach Association, I'll open the floor to questions
Hello?
From
Hello?
Yes, good evening.
The Beach Association? Okay, sorry. I can't figure out how to raise my hand. Just a second. Sorry. So what I'm wondering is, is there no way you can flip us a little bit of money in the meantime to have the snowplow come by a couple of times, or maybe to grate the road or something, you know, because we're all kind of screwed if it snows a bunch right now, you know, and yeah. Like last time we talked to you, it was soon, you know, and we're in January, like what's going on? I don't feel satisfied with the answer of, I don't know, maybe later. Like we've been working on this for 18 months now, you know, and since May, we've been in communications with the municipality about specifically making this happen, and I'm feeling really frustrated here.
Why do we pay taxes?
Yeah, why are we paying taxes? That's a good question.
Okay, you can only have one person speaking at a time, please, and you wait until you've been given the floor. Otherwise, we will not be able to understand anyone. I understand the issue with our policy, which is under contention with municipal affairs, is the a government body is not to spend money on private property. And that's what we're trying to deal with. So flipping you some money to pay the... pay for some services isn't in fact a question in the policy that we need to address. This policy has not been resolved for a number of years, and we're doing everything we can to be able to adopt a policy through our action plan that we've already committed to to ensure that we're able to continue to serve all of the residents of the municipality of Pontiac, but most specifically the people on private roads. There are ways to do it, but currently our bylaw does not conform. And it's about financing people's private property. That's the actual issue under contention right now.
Yeah, that's what I don't get, though, because, like, there's at least 25 residents on here. We have garbage pickup. Like, how is this a
private? Well, technically, we're not even supposed to be going on your road with garbage.
During COVID, for the garbage trucks.
Well, technically, under the law, we aren't even supposed to be doing garbage pickup on private roads, and that's what we're trying to address. Is all municipal, as you know, the school buses don't go down private roads, municipal snow plows, municipal services, unless the service is paid for by the residents, and it's only so that's what we're trying to address with municipal affairs. It would be like anybody getting a municipal vehicle to come and work on their private property.
The school bus, I don't even understand the private designation. Like, the school bus, I understand, because it's such a windy road with, like, if a garbage truck comes by, can't a snowplow come by?
Well, it's not a question of the snowplow not being able to go by. It's the issue is really about financing private roads. And so we are continuing to work with municipal affairs. We will continue to on a regular basis. We speak to them weekly to see when we'll get their recommendations on how to amend our policy so that it conforms to the both the Municipal Code and the Municipal Powers Act. Because if we do not, then the municipality is at risk of sanction and fines.
I'm very much looking forward to that.
I'm sorry, you break up. I only catch about every two or three words.
Being resolved.
I think we all do, yes. There's no doubt. Because all of the beach associations are very anxious to have this policy.
I appreciate your effort.
Again, you've lagged. I can't hear what you're saying. Is it me or is it my network?
I think there's a lag, Joanne, and I think that's why we keep overlapping on each other.
Is it my lag or?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Question
de la public. Are there any other questions? And to let you know, we only have 3 minutes left in the question period, but there will be a second question period.
Hi, my name is Christine Lavai. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I'm also with the Rue de la Plage Pierre Tremblay Association, or trying to be an association. I understand that essentially the system you have now doesn't work, but I don't see how that should be our problem, because we should get the same privileges as everyone else. If you don't have another system in place for this year, then what, we're just falling through the cracks and we don't matter.
Well, it's a really good point, and that was a point that I raised with municipal affairs in December when I met with them as well. Mr. Saeed was also there. The risk is that we could be sanctioned for adopting another association, knowing that we're non-compliant as is, and that it would not be favorable in our on our part. So we risk sanctions and fines, and the fact that we are aware of the problems with the way we're supporting municipal roads, that if by adopting another one, knowing full well that we're not conforming, could result in sanctions. So okay. So that's the reason why. And as municipal council, each and every member of this
do not get service.
Pardon me?
Well, I think just for fairness, then you should suffer the sanction so that we can get equal service.
Well, we wouldn't know what the sanctions are, and every resident of the municipality, even those who are not living on private roads, would have to pay that burden.
System, then.
Pardon me?
We should probably have a legal system, then, for all of your residents.
Well, this is what we're working on.
Okay, but you're leaving
us have an action
with nothing because your system's not proper, essentially, is what you're saying.
Well, the bylaw that was introduced 22 years ago has not conformed, yet the municipality has failed to do anything about revising that policy for almost that full period of time. We've received many letters over the years telling us that the bylaw is non-compliant. However, I have argued with Municipal Affairs that Municipal Affairs always falls short of making recommendations on how to make that bylaw compliant. This time, and Mr. Said is here to validate this, in the last meeting we had with them, they've agreed with that. They've always said it's not compliant, but their answers were always too vague in order for us to make amendments. So this time they will be making recommendations on how to amend our bylaw so that it does form.
So even though in the past they never have, you anticipate they actually will this time for some reason?
The regional director of the of municipal affairs has assured us that they will be making recommendations on how to, and we'll be working together as partners.
Great. And what's his name?
It's her name, and it's Evelyn Gauthier.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's 8:04, so it's past the 30 minutes. Anyone who has further questions can raise them at the second question period. We're going to move on to our meeting. Pierre, are you able to... Voilà. L'adoption de l'ordre du jour.
Donc, il est proposé par le conseiller M. Thomas Howard et appuyé par la conseillère Mme Leslie Ann Barber et résolu d'adopter l'ordre du jour tel que vu et préparé.
Adoption of the agenda is moved by Councillor Thomas Howard and seconded by Councillor Leslie Ann Barber and resolved to adopt the agenda as prepared and read. All in favor?
Four.
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 Against?
Four.
Carried unanimously. Item 4, adoption de procès-verbaux.
Donc,
verbal.
Il est proposé par la conseillère Mme Susan McKay et appuyé par la conseillère Mme Isabelle Patry et résolu d'adopter le procès-verbal de la séance du 8 décembre 2020.
Adoption of the minutes of the meeting of December 8th, 2020. It is moved by Councillor Susan McKay and seconded by Councillor Isabel Capri and resolved to adopt the minutes of the meeting of December 8th, 2020. All in favor?
Four.
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 Against?
Four.
Carried unanimously.
Transfer budgétaire. Il est proposé par la conseillère Mme Leslie Ann Barber et appuyé par la conseillère Mme Isabelle Patry et résolu que la municipalité effectue les transferts budgétaires au montant total de
114,598 dollars. I would like to add to this and just get clarification. Pierre or Jeanette, these are budgetary transfers for the month of December 2020. Is that correct?
Exactly.
Good. We shouldn't be doing budgetary transfers in January. Good. All in favor?
Four.
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 Against? Carried unanimously. 5.2.
5.2, c'est une affectation de crédit pour des dépenses incompressibles. Considérant que, selon les exigences du Code municipal du Québec et selon le manuel de la présentation de l'information financière municipale, toute dépense de la municipalité doit faire l'objet d'une affectation à une fin précise de crédit votée par le conseil municipal. Considérant qu'afin de normaliser ces exigences pour les dépenses incompressibles, l'affectation des crédits peut s'effectuer en début d'exercice. Les dépenses incompressibles sont des coûts fixes ou inévitables qu'il est impossible de ne pas assumer en raison d'une obligation contractée ou de la nécessité de posséder certains biens aux fins de son fonctionnement. Par conséquent, il est proposé par la conseillère Mme Susan McKay et appuyé par le conseiller M. Thomas Howard et résolu que ce conseil autorise que les dépenses dites incompressibles de la nature suivante soient payées à la réception de la facture pour l'année 2021 et qu'un rapport soit soumis au conseil à la réunion suivant le paiement de ces dernières. Il s'agit des dépenses suivantes dont les crédits ont été votés lors de l'adoption du budget 2021 ou par une résolution spécifique ou par engagement de dépenses à cette fin. La rémunération des membres du conseil,